My name is Lydia Stark here on Undead Times, recorded and produced at KFAI. I'm joined in studio today with
Matt McGee
and Elena Repido.
And we are starting off your lovely week on this lovely Monday with some lovely brutal death metal.
I like how you pointed that, but why would you call it lovely? It's a very energetic genre.
For the purpose of juxtaposition and irony?
It's just beautiful. Nothing brings a tear to my eye like some beautiful aborted on Monday morning.
I would say, yes, it would probably jackhammer to your face would also bring some tears to your eye. Brutal death is a specific genre that deals with extremely strong themes. It is very provocative, but it's akin to a CrossFit workout, my personal opinion. Something where you go into that show, go to the mosh pit, leave it all on the floor, and come out with a sense of catharsis. With that, let's turn to the news.
And for the news, I think everybody is just afraid of not being taken seriously. Therefore, today, a veritable dearth of news from music and entertainment. Couple big announcements from KFAI station, of course, notably Root of All Evil and Shadowplanet shows that I kind of help with. First of all, huge thank you to Seth Maguire, Dmitry Yerofeev, Yelena Shurkina, Alex Bender, that anonymous person, and Matthew Kirkwood for donating on Facebook. Guys, you are awesome. And we have not seen numbers yet from KFAI website or phone pledges. Please bear with us, but thank you for making this happening. Second news, of course, is a metal-themed venture that will be opening later this year under the black banner of Evil Raw Presents. You know, it's a teaming of two shows, Raw of the Underground and The Root of All Evil. As you know, Bill and I already, you know, not to toot my own horn, but Bill and I already bring pretty decent concerts here. I mean, Gigan, Chasm, that kind of stuff, on 17th of this month. At Nomad, we will be presenting Trita, Fallen Empire, and Grave Society. That's going to be fantastic. However, sometime next year, we're going to be opening a venue of our own. It will be a power metal, symphonic metal, and geek culture themed midery, aptly named Dragon Flame Symphony Meads. It's my favorite band, Rhapsody of Fire, and we're starting to get into that kind of stuff a little bit. So, 2002 album, of course, Power of the Dragon Flame. Thus, Dragon Flame Symphony Meads. So, if everything goes good now, and Bill and I do not lose our minds, in about 12 months, that midery will see the light. Currently, we are discussing with Alex Trapolio of Rhapsody of Fire, the one remaining original member, and their management the possibility of headline like a very special mid and heroic metal fest, which will take place hopefully next spring. So, stay tuned, more updates are upcoming. In other news, our own Grief Collector with Brad Miller have teamed up with Robert Lau of Candlemass and Solitude Eternus to sing on their newest album, From Dissension to Avowal. Five songs in that album are dedicated to five stages of grief. I personally think this will be an offering of the decade. If I know the guys, it's going to be phenomenal. Of course, the album is releasing today. Check it out there. 36 years ago, Kirk Hammett was invited to audition for Metallica, the rest is history, and Loudwire has a cute as hell article detailing the full story. Gerard Huerta, a creator of AC/DC logo, was hired by Apple to do some playlist art, and that playlist art is also available to watch on Apple website and a whole bunch of interwebs websites. I find it funny that things like playlist art are the actual thing now, but hey, whatever makes the art world go round and makes our life more artful, the better. And as I'm looking at the iconic albums, it really feels like April 1st was an FU to everyone who says there was nothing good released in the 90s, because Luna Strain by In Flames, April 1st, 1994, Therion, we don't know exact dates, but Paroxysmal Holocaust and Symphony of Masses, Hot Dragon, Homegas, were released somewhere in early April, maybe April 1st, respectively in 1989 and 1993. And finally, Behemoth, Svantevith, Storming Near Baltic, their early record, was released somewhere in very early April 1995. So from that, I'm going to play just a couple of songs, Touch of Nia and Hidden in the Fog, and then off on the brutal death metal. Thank you.
So what song are we starting off today with?
I would like to start it with a legendary band out of Germany, Defeated Sanity, one of my personal favorites. They have been around since 1993. I actually was extremely happy to see them at 7th Street Entry a few years back on a five-band tour. It was something to behold. And with their last album, they've made quite a turn towards bridging the technical death and the brutal death. So you do have interesting rhythms and interesting play with harmonies and even the inclusion of saxophone in one of the tracks. Not gonna play that one, that's 10 minutes long or 8 minutes long, but we are going to do a song of the Disposal of the Dead, and the song is named The Bell.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Undead Times. The second song you heard in that mix was Aborted's Squalor Opera off their 2018 release, Terror Vision.
That was a pretty good album.
Oh yeah, honestly it was one of my top from 2018, and I don't know, it was just at first a little out of character for me, but how that album was constructed was just right up my alley, especially for such a more extreme genre.
I feel like that album is relatively easy listening. I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but within this genre, relatively easy because it's very produced, and that's one of those albums that you could listen to get yourself into more brutal, extreme death metal because it is a little bit less intimidating.
So I have told you guys my perspective on the genre. How do you feel about it?
Brutal death metal and other similar genres are the kinds of things that you just go absolutely as hard and as crazy as possible just for the sake of getting it all out there. Because if you're crazy in the music that you're listening to or the music that you're making, you don't have to be so crazy in everyday life and go commit crimes and stuff. It's like The Purge, but with music.
And you don't actually hurt anyone.
Exactly.
At most, you maybe hurt the ears of the sound guy. As an ex-sound person, I can say that. Okay. So, anyhow, I think we had Disgorge in the mix as well.
Yes, we did. That was the third song in the mix. Care to tell us more about that one?
I'm looking at their album cover right now, and it's absolutely morbid. It's these dark, crazy gray colors and black with this awesome, cute little logo up in the corner and a little fiery red sky. It's just one of the most, like...
Basically, you cannot wear it. It's not safe for the office or for Target store.
Yeah, don't put it on a t-shirt and wear it to work.
Well, I mean, it's probably on a t-shirt somewhere. You can probably wear it. But I do feel, given how hard the genre is and how hard it is on your body when you go in the mosh, wearing a t-shirt like that, it's kind of saying, like, I survived.
Yeah.
It is a token of honor to wear it. All right, so our next track is by this lovely band, Decrepit Birth.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. I mean... Their drummer, I think he just goes by Samus on YouTube. He's one of the funniest guys I've seen in a while, and he's just the right mix of ironic, funny, but it also is very genuine, especially whenever he does a video of him not just playing drums and he's actually talking about like the opportunities he's been able to do as a musician, he just sounds so genuine, and then he's like, well, enough of that genuine touchy-feely stuff, I'm going to have to... play some random death metal for you so then you forget that I was emotional for a little bit.
Oh man, that's an interesting take because that's something that exists in the music. Metal is full of irony. It's almost, I won't say it's cynical, but it is sarcastic at times. And definitely in case of like, well, I am touchy-feely, but no, I'm not.
I would say satirical more than anything, but we, you know, most of us are generally sweethearts, but in the music that we listen to and the music we play and the concerts we go to, we're scary and it's funny.
So next up is Decrepit Birth.
The track is Transcendental Paradox off their album Axis Mundi.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we just have heard, and I think this was the last song for us on this episode of the Undead Times, and that was Ozmed, a brand new band out of Indonesia, coming all the way from Jakarta, South Jakarta. They only have one demo, one EP, and finally a full-length Territory of Warfare. And I have to say, that style of super low growling vocals, it's almost subterranean style of vocalization, I feel like it might be going a little bit out of style in the United States produced music and European music, but in the Asian music right now, in the Asian proto death, and by the way, there is actually quite a lot of it, it's really, really strong, to the point of when I hear it in a track, I start thinking like, okay, well, where? Singapore, Indonesia, maybe Australia, maybe even Japan? That's good. In a sense, it is a trademark. Also, you can hear the rhythms are fairly simplistic, but on top of that, there is a lot of going on with the interplay of two guitars, or guitar and a bass in Ozmed's case. And usually for that region, the themes are incredibly dark. And that's something, once again, that I feel have maybe gotten a little bit out of style here, where the themes are now personal mutilation or transcendence or murder, and I'm not saying that they are not dark, but they are more like personal, down to one occasion. You know, you're writing about one serial killer. Whereas they are writing about history, they are writing about the state of the world, and that elevates brutal death genre to a level of Greek tragedy. Kid you not?
I think that's a really cool point that you're making. That's not a style of vocals or lyrics or even sound that you hear all that often in the States here. And you know, I could say that I wish we had more of that in America here, but that would make it less special.
I just think that we can embrace the flavor of the world and the beauty of the world by listening to differences that exist even within this one fairly narrow genre. Thank you so much, this is Elena Rafeeva. With you was The Undead Times, produced and recorded at KFAI.